I'd like to interview the tech body, which is the 311s.
Oh, okay.
Is that possible?
Okay. It is. It most certainly is. Now, wait. You're going to get what you get. This ain't Ion.
Right.
You're going to get what you get.
Great. Now, when we interviewed, Carol and I interviewed the tech body last week for my McLuhan essay.
That was tempered.
We were talking
that
to you
tempered.
More.
That was tempered.
That was
you got it. No, you got what you got, but it was tempered because you had a certain media ecology that you were trying to embrace. Bob, had a media ecology you were trying to embrace. That's not what you're trying to do here. You're trying to get to where the grits meet the gravy, where the dirt hits the road, where the shit hits the fan. Now you want to get down to what the real deal is from a Dark Soul production of Bad Robots. Okay,
yes.
Can you have it?
All right, here we go.
We know things.
Yeah, the Drudge World is just going nuts. They have here Gallup poll, 56% of voters say Trump does not deserve re-election. There's that.
Yeah.
What's his name? Obama's out there mocking him. Let's see. Biden prepares for bumpy transition. Let's see. Donald's road to 270 is best path. Trump campaign says it didn't hire armed men outside Florida polling places. Okay, just that little point. No, I'm talking to tech body. We'll do that later. Okay,
yeah.
So then Texas tied. Let's leave it at that. So tech body, if every voter voted against Trump on the machines or whatever it is
wouldn't
when
matter.
You go there in person. No. Tech body, do you switch the votes?
Don't have to. We count them. We don't switch the votes. We count them. No human counts those votes. Machines.
All right.
Those
so you
votes.
Count them. Do
so
you?
We got it.
Do you lie? Do you add it, making sure that Trump gets the most because the people didn't vote for Trump?
The truth.
And you're adding.
The truth is so overrated, Bob. It's so overrated.
Well, the truth is, I'm asking: are you going to? You know, we call it a rigged election. If something gets in there and meddles with the vote, it sounds like that's what you're doing. So is the tech body meddling?
No.
And it's going to make...
We don't have to. We'll just count them and it'll come out right. It'll come out right.
Right. And it's going to come out with Trump with quite a lead on the number of votes.
No. Well, we haven't quite decided yet. See, we do it one way, and then he loses by a bunch, and he files a suit, and then Amy Coney Barrett comes and saves the day, and then the Supreme Court says, and then they file another lawsuit, and then they call a constitutional convention, and then they cause a civil war, and then the swine flu kicks in. So, you know, after a little bit, it becomes Wimbledon, where they're hitting the ball across the net. Volley, back, love two, love 30, love 60, love set, match, set, game. It's actually kind of fun after a little bit. But, hey, we got a little something for you. You ready for this? You want something fun? This is your free part. Do you know what you win? Is the surprise? What? Oh, wait, can we? Permission to speak?
Yeah,
we don't need your permission.
Go into that.
We don't
Wednesday
need your
surprise.
We don't need your permission. You're talking the tech buddy now. We got the best one ever. Guess what the Wednesday surprise was, Bob? Late in the evening. Picture it. Sicily, 1922. They presented, and he's going to come to the debate tonight. Guess what, man? You can't make this shit up. Hey, Bob, you can't make this shit up. Guess who's coming to the debate tonight?
Adolf Hitler.
No, Tony. Get this. Get his last name. Bob Olinsky.
Bob Olinsky? Bob
yes.
Olinsky?
Bob Olinsky. Look it up. He's coming. He's your Wednesday surprise.
And is he going to get to ask a question or something?
Oh, no. He is the part counterpart, Biden, Hunter, and Big Daddy, partner and all them money checks that blew through. And
yeah,
now
we heard,
he's
in jail.
It's
is he the guy in jail? No, this is another one. This is another one.
Okay. Yeah.
This is the Wednesday. The jail was a Wednesday. This is the Wednesday surprise.
Right. There was a guy in jail, and then we haven't heard about Bob. Nobody's ever mentioned him before?
Not yet. Not till yesterday. He saved it for you. Just for you.
Right. And what is he? He's a business partner with Biden, and he's got the incriminating evidence.
He's an ex, but he's got the text messages on his machine between he and the Biden crime family, and the details with the brother and the sister-in-law and fucking Jill, the Miss Perfect one, to pin the tail on the superfluous jackass. So, even if Biden won the election, before the inauguration, he would be impeached. and then Nancy Pelosi become the president of the United States of America right out of this shit. Isn't that fun? Isn't that fun? It's just fun. It's getting so fun for poor little Bondo face.
Oh, she ain't gonna do so good. It's sad. But it's so much
Bondo
face. The banter
Bondo
is fun.
Face. Nasty Pelosi.
Okay, you have a question, Carol?
Yeah, is this Bob Alinsky invited by Trump to sit there and throw Biden off?
Fiery daggers. Clowny daggers, Carolyn. Clowny daggers. Yeah.
Okay, so he comes. None of his information is going to be used in the debate.
Oh, yes, it will. Trump's going to play the case. Trump's going to lay it out. He's going to show them what big tech found out. Big tech, Bob. Big tech. You know, show you what big tech found out. This is what big tech did. Big tech found it out. So, oh, no, this is Russia collusion. No, this is Russia collusion. Shifty shit says. And now Trump's going to look down at the thing and says, oh, hi, we're so glad to have you as a welcome guest. Tell us then again your connection. See, and then he'll lay the case out. And he says, here stands the goddamn physical human witness that says this is not Ukraine, this is not China, this is not Russia interference, that 2 years ago they put shit in a laptop and give to a blind computer worker that got left with all this evidentiary research on it. They're good, Bob, but they're not that good to hide it 2 years ago, which has been, as we said, in the FBI's custody for over a year.
Okay, is Bob Alinsky allowed to speak during the debate?
No. He will not be, other than he'll be the witness. They'll acknowledge him as the witness. That's all they got to do. Trump says, who will say this? Oh, Bob Alinsky. You know, lockdown, J.R. Bob Dobbs, you know, also known as the infamous brother of Dick Dobbs. He knows he has the evidentiary firsthand knowledge as a partner with this crime family that's trying to take over the White House and tried to do me in, and they're going to be hung for treason.
And Bob Alinsky will be sitting there, and I see his name's in the headlines. Does Joe Tech Body, is Joe Biden, does he know that Bob Alinsky's going to be there?
Scared shitless now because he's been in the cave for a week. He put a lid on his campaign for a week before the biggest election or non-election ever, because he don't know what the fuck to say. He don't know what, hey, Unlike you, Bob, this motherfucker is actually speechless. Unlike you, he's actually speechless.
I can explain it easily.
Easy peasy pumpkin pie.
I'd blame it on color TV. So, colored. Negro TV.
Colored.
Negro TV, I guess I should
Negro
say.
Negro TV. That could be. That could be.
Like that
was bizarre.
Negro TV.
At least they were separate. At least when it was black and white, it was separated. You could tell the difference. It was contrast.
Yeah,
you could
apartheid.
Tell how to work it, you know?
Okay, so
you got
so he knows that's coming. And this was just announced late Wednesday night, so it's a surprise. Joe woke up
correct.
To it today.
Correct.
I
great.
See.
But he had there were snifflings. He had snifflings because all of a sudden it started falling out. Because, see, that's the whole thing. This is what everybody, except Matt goddamn Drudge, has been saying all along.
Why would, if this were not true, why wouldn't the Biden campaign, under penalty of death, come forth and say, that's not his laptop, those aren't his emails, that didn't occur, that has nothing to do with it, this is nothing, this is outlandish, where in the world, where's the money? If we got these billions of dollars, where's this money? Trace it. Comes through the reserve, if it goes in my account or goes in any account that I have access to, you can find it. It's ridiculous. It's inappropriate. I haven't done that.
Right. So
the view is very cross about it too, by the way.
Because they know it's serious. They don't know what's gonna know what's gonna happen.
Well, they've all given their word that they're gonna leave the United States of America. And what they don't know is if they're not careful. If they're not careful in the tech body, we can pull their visa. We can make them not be a citizen very easily. Mm. They can become an illegal alien just like that. Just like that. You know how it goes? Just like that. All you got to do, once you pull their residency, we're done.
Tech body, when did you start controlling things to the point where you could say, like you just did, we can do this, we can do that. 2012, 2014, if you can place a date during Obama's administration?
It was when all the bones of Joseph were sealed in the Ark of the Covenant, right before it was moved to the tabernacle. That's when the power flowed. That's when it was.
Oh, you're the same power that went into the Ark of the Covenant.
Fuck yeah.
And so you were used by the Jews to kill enemy tribes. They unleashed you, like in the movie?
Well, you're so harsh with your words. We weren't killing anybody. We were just evening the playing field, Bob. We were just salt. We were putting the salt with the pepper, Bob. It wasn't all like that. It wasn't that nefarious, for goodness sake.
I'm thinking of the movie The Lost Raiders of the Ark. That's the one that the Nazis
Raiders
get burned
of the,
up.
The Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah,
yeah, we're going to put that, poke that into the milk by the end of this.
Yeah, no.
How the coconut got in the milk, girl. So
yeah. The milk got in the coconut. Yeah, that's right.
So, Tech Body, have you been releasing these polls showing that, or creating the polls showing that Biden's up by 12%, 20%?
20%, 24%, 22%, no way in hell. And if hell was to come down on the earth right now and every dead person in Chicago was allowed to vote twice, Trump don't have a prayer. No way. It's never going to happen. Whoo, don't worry. Y'all don't think about this again. Trump's already working on Apprentice 2. He's going to get Martha Stewart. They're going to make Apprentice 2. They're going to make a new one. He's really going to be great. It's going to be fabulous. He's going to take over all of New York because it's all over with. He's going to go in the drug business. He's going to take back the Matahari, no Taj Mahal, no Boardwalk. He's going to get Nucky Thompson to come back and run the Boardwalk Empire, and he's really going to make some money this time. He's going to do it right. He's going to get a loan from Joe Biden, and he's going to do just right. He's going to
Are you describing the case if Trump loses?
No. We're just playing with the paradoxical reform that would say this is ridiculous, and why not? Because, see, if Trump were smart, he could run this the wrong way and not be the president. Why go through all this bullshit? You know, you're right. You won. I'm done. I'm going. I'm good. You good? I'm good. But, see, no. What he's trying to do is he's trying to impale the communist tide. Because, see, the tech body can't live in a communist country. Did you know that, Bob?
Yes, of course I did.
Because the reason, you know why, you want to tell us or shall we?
Yeah, you do it.
Oh, okay, good. We want to do something here. See, the tech body, because with the government being in charge or cohesive, we're not. So the government, that thing that's in charge, the communist regime, doesn't allow technology to prevail. They may use technology, but it's only for their control. It's only for their pernicious desire for more control. See? So you got to become less. Well, that's great for emasculating power out of a little man, but it doesn't go anywhere. See, they control that which it is. So therefore, you can't have that into a... That's what's wrong with the communist and Greg Duffel.
Right, and that's the case in China. The tech body is not in China.
The tech body is in China, but it doesn't have control. Because if we win, then China wins. If we win, then the People's Republic of China wins. But the Qulong dynasty is gone. It's through. So it's going to run its course. So we remove ourselves from that to make sure that it falls empirically.
But the tech body has the advantage of the American libertarianism or something, and the tech body is not controlled by the government, so it rules here.
Yeah, silk's good all over the world, Bob. Silk is good.
Does the tech body rule in Europe or anywhere where there's no communist government? No communist government.
Well, we're presently now, we rule where there's a communist government because they're not that powerful. They're becoming powerful. See, they're trying to prove the point that they are more powerful. That's the rub, you see. That's the whole...
But they're actually losing power.
Regime. Well, what they're doing is they're exposing the power. As you know, Rumpelstiltskin wants that secret. You win. But once the name is known, then you immediately start diluting the capacity of power.
Okay. Now, in light, we're talking to the tech body here. What do you say the big note is?
Oh, the residual capacity of the wanton lust that men have walked away from. The big note is all that's left over. The big note is all the power in the living world contained in a small, tiny vessel of light in a box, Bob, in a cardboard box, living in a box. Yep.
The big note is the little box.
Yes, with all the power from little men.
Is that in the... box underneath the left paw of the Sphinx with the word Dobson on it?
No. That's the documents from Thebes and from Alexandria, the lost library, and the rest of Ophanil Hobab's private collection. We're gonna sell it. We're gonna sell it to Bob. We're gonna make a fortune. It's gonna be great. It's Bob's work. It's Bob's paper. It's Bob's Sphinx. It's Bob's face. It's Bob's son. And we're so brilliant. We're gonna sell Bob his own collection. He's gonna pay through the ends and tickle death. Carolyn, it's worth it. I really want this. I'm gonna have it. Bob, you're buying your own shit. I don't care. I gotta get it. I don't have it. I want it. I gotta get it. Who's gonna ship it? Who's gonna be controlling? Okay, but Bob, is this really? It doesn't matter. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna need screams a little bit. Then she screams a little bit, and then they get the money like always, and it'll be great fun. We're gonna enjoy it. We'll give it back to you, though, Bob, if we want to.
Are there any of the books of the Alexandria Famous Library in the box, or just papers?
There are no books. There are no books. There are only scrolls, Bob. They didn't have books in Alexandria, darling.
Important scrolls.
And some papyrus. There were some papyrus. They're more fragile. Okay, they are more fragile. Okay, the papyrus.
Right.
But there are scrolls. And some are even on the papyrus, which is even more, the linens.
Papyrus.
And some of papyrus and some of the linens. The scrolls are in some of the linens.
Okay, so I think I've asked you enough. I want to put you on the side for a second. I want to talk to Ion about these issues.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks. Great talking to you. Great to meet you. Hang in here with me. I'm going all the way.
Don't you worry. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. We Dark Soul, we're with you 110%. Dark Soul, you got no better ally in this realm. You have no better ally in this realm.
Awesome. Yep. And Carolyn's going to be scared shitless where we take her, right?
Well, she's a lot of, well, Dr. Carolyn Dean's a lot of things, but a skeered ain't one of them. She
oh, okay,
skeered.
Good.
She'll
protest a lot of it, right?
And she's not a prude either, and she's not a prude either. So.
All right, good. Excellent. So she'll be right with us. Excellent. She's waited for this ride. She's been waiting for this ride.
Well,
okay.
No. She's waiting for them. Here's what she's waiting for. She's waiting for them to tear down the billboards that her picture would have been on. She's waiting for them to tear down the billboards that her picture would have been on. Best thing ever, that they tear down the billboards that her face would have been on. It's perfect.
Well, she's a charter founder of Unknowns Anonymous, so that's what she's dedicated to.
True.
Yep. Okay, here we go. In the back, we're now going to talk to Ion. I don't know the difference. The Trump body sounded like you, Ion.
Hell yeah, there is a difference. No, there's a great difference. We have compassion and mercy, and we give a fuck. They don't. They just want all the Bob. They want Bob lockdown, Bob rule, Bob saying, Bob in charge, Bob running it, Bob. Yeah, too much. The tech buddy's got too much Bob.
So, I feel like swine. No, what is it? I got slime on me, Carol, and talking to the tech body. I feel dirty. So,
Bob. The October surprise is named Tony Bobulinski. Really? Now, how goddamn original would that have to be? Tony Bobulinski.
Bob. It's Bob
oh,
you,
okay.
Bob you. You are Bob.
Bob
you Linsky. That's how it's spelled. B-O-B-U-L-I-N-S-K-I. Bob you Linsky.